The Transfiguration window is considered one of the finest examples of stained glass religious art in Christchurch, Greenwich. It was designed and built by the Gorham Company of New York in memory of Charles Philip Armstrong. The story of the Transfiguration of Jesus is told in some measure in all four Gospels. However, the inspiration for this window probably came from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. These verses recount when Jesus took his disciples, Peter, James, and John, up into a high mountain, apart, and was transfigured before them. His face did shine like the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Then Moses and Elijah appeared and talked with Jesus. And as a bright cloud overshadowed them, a voice from above said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." The disciples were scared, but Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and do not be afraid." And when they lifted their eyes, they saw only Jesus, who charged them to tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. The three principals in the drama of the Transfiguration are Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. They are portrayed in the middle three lancets of the window, with Moses on your left as you view the window, holding the tablet of 10 commandments, and the prophet Elijah, who was considered a harbinger of the Messiah, standing to the right of Jesus. After many years preaching repentance, prophesying, and performing miracles, it is believed in at least three of the world's religions that Elijah was taken up alive into heaven by God in a fiery pillar, or some say, a chariot of fire. Both Moses and Elijah have dark, flowing gray beards, the traditional sign of wisdom. The glorious golden rays of the sun that shine forth above Jesus' head are a symbol of the divine power given him in this drama of the Transfiguration. In the far lancets on the right and left are angels, messengers of God. In the windows immediately above Moses, Jesus, and Elijah, there are six cherubim holding a banner bearing the Father's pronouncement, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." The four angels, seraphim, in the peak of the window carrying symbols associated with Christ, Alpha on the far left, which means the beginning. Next is Chi Rho, an early symbol of Christogram, symbolizing Christ the King. Next is IHS, which comes from the Latin abbreviation for Jesus Christ. Finally, on the far right is the Greek letter Omega, meaning the end. The small golden triangle of light at the peak of the arch may be the designer's symbol for the source of the voice of God as he proclaimed that Jesus was God's beloved Son. Along the bottom of the window are Peter with his foot resting upon a rock, and Peter's brother, James and John, also fishermen, who were called by Jesus to be fishers of men. All three men were part of Jesus' inner circle and were with him on a number of significant occasions. This window is a reminder of the transformative nature of God's love. While only Jesus himself was transfigured, everyone is invited to be transformed by the Holy Spirit as they leave this place of worship to take his word out into the world in a never-ending circle of love. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him."